I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, October 3. Coming up, procurement of scanning equipment for ports to begin in a matter of weeks, public sector organizations receiving fewer audit queries, and Finance Minister reiterates need for increased productivity across all sectors. The details after the break.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the process to procure scanning equipment for the ports will begin in another few weeks. Minister Shaw had announced in August that the government would be moving to acquire the state-of-the-art equipment in a bid to reduce cases of corruption and enhance national security.
We intend to bring on board the latest technology in scanning that can identify everything down to a cockroach in the container. We must be able to do that because the technology actually exists.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce 16th Annual Customs Seminar held recently in Kingston. He adds that the government is exploring the option of funding the implementation of the scanning machines by allowing the providers to receive a share of the cost to scan each container. Public sector organizations are receiving fewer queries from the Auditor General's Department. Acting Deputy Financial Secretary in the Finance Ministry, Carlene O'Connor, says special focus has been placed on improving corporate governance practices in the public sector over the past 5 years through sensitization at training sessions. This, she says, has resulted in improved management strategies and strategic planning across the public sector and a reduction in queries from oversight bodies, including the Auditor General and the Contractor General.
We went through the process of helping to train them to say, look at your mandate. What are the performance indicators that you want to establish? So over time, there has been improvement in the whole strategic planning at the board level. The annual reporting, completion of audits, we have seen improvements in that also.
Ms. O'Connor was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. She adds that procurement breaches have been significantly reduced among public bodies. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw has echoed the need for an increase in productivity across all sectors. He says the government will be engaging the Jamaica Productivity Center as part of plans to increase workforce output, adding that the process of efficiency must be owned by all working Jamaicans.
We have been in productivity decline for at least the past 30 years, and that is a fundamental part of the inability of the economy to grow. But productivity has got to become virtually a national campaign, and ministries will have to take ownership in terms of their own area of responsibility for productivity increases. There has to be a national campaign for every worker, not just in the public sector, by the way, but in the private sector.
Addressing the recent sitting of the House of Representatives, Mr. Shaw noted that incentives would become an increasingly important part of negotiations going forward. The Jamaica Productivity Center is a department of the Ministry of Labor and Social Security responsible for facilitating productivity enhancement at the national, industry, and enterprise levels. And Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says energy security is vital to achieving sustainable growth in the economy, pointing out that the government is committed to diversifying Jamaica's energy mix. He was addressing business interests at the opening of the new GD Texaco Service Station on Market Street in Falmouth on September 29.
If we do not have a certain level of energy security, it is impossible for us to experience real economic growth, because it is energy that actually fuels growth. If you look around us, if the price of petrol is not at a level that facilitates the movements of people and goods and services, then what you will see a decrease in what is happening in our economy. And as such, it will translate into negative growth.
Dr. Wheatley says the government is committed to broadening its options to ensure renewables are an integral part of every decision going forward. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.